An official with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination says there's been an approximate 20% increase in housing discrimination complaints in the state this year. Maris Berquist, executive director of the Massachusetts Fair Housing Center, says it's the result of a tightening rental market caused by the foreclosure crisis and the destruction of hundreds of housing units in last year's storms.
Housing discrimination flourishes under those conditions.
Berquist says her organization this year has seen an uptick in complaints about housing discrimination coming from the state's five westernmost counties, which include the cities of Worcester and Springfield. Springfield lost more than 500 units of housing in last year's tornado. For several years before the natural disaster, Springfield had the highest home foreclosure rates in the state.
Obviously, when people are facing foreclosure or have their homes foreclosed, they lose their housing. They either are forced into the rental market or they become homeless. So that creates more of a demand for rental housing.
Federal and state laws bar discrimination in housing based on several factors, including race, family status, and sexual orientation. Massachusetts later this year will extend housing protection based on gender identity. Jamie Williamson, a commissioner with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination, said bias in the sale and more often the rental of housing can be subtle and not easy to detect.
It's more with a handshake and a smile these days. So ultimately, people don't think that they're being discriminated against, but it's terms and conditions that may be different. If an African American goes in, the rent may be $700. If a Caucasian person goes in, it may be $650.
Authorities will conduct audits of the housing market in an effort to turn up evidence of discrimination. The MCAD is planning to closely monitor the rebuilding in Springfield's tornado-damaged neighborhoods to assure full compliance with fair housing laws. David Gabby of Open Housing of Western Massachusetts, a nonprofit housing advocacy group, says rebuilding is lagging in the city's poor and minority neighborhoods.
We can't see any reason why other people are being allowed and, in fact, assisted to improve and repair their houses after the tornado, and these folks are finding that their efforts are blocked at every time they turn around.
Rhonda Sherrell lives in the Hill Homes Housing Co-op, a 90-unit co-op apartment building that was heavily damaged by the tornado. 36 of the apartments, including hers, remain uninhabitable.
I haven't gotten anything in writing, not just me, all the residents there on Hickory Street has not gotten anything in writing stating what's moving forward. It's April, we're almost up on June another year.
Sherrell says she's filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. More than 250 people from throughout New England attended a conference in Springfield Friday to discuss trends in fair housing and civil rights. The conference keynote speaker, Cheryl Cashin, a Georgetown law professor and author of several books on race relations, said America won't succeed economically without integrated housing.
We need to be about the business of building multiracial coalitions who fight for saner policies that create social mobility and serious inclusion and more opportunity for everyone.
Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.